In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. I think I'm going to give one sermon to everybody today. And I'll start my sermon today with a cartoon that I saw once when I was a teenager. And that cartoon really marked me, I think, for the rest of my life. It was a short cartoon. And in this cartoon, it started with a man who was running. He had a very unruly hair, he was not very well dressed, and he was running, and all of a sudden a wall appeared in front of him. He looked around, there was no door, no gate, no opening in the wall. He backed up, he gained speed, he ran into the wall with his head first. He made a hole in the wall, and then he fell next to the wall. A few minutes later, a very nicely dressed man came. He looked at the fallen man, he looked at the hole, and very neatly he walked through the hole. Many times in life, we have to be bold. We have to be courageous. In today's gospel, we saw Joseph of Arimathea going to Pilate and asking for the body of Jesus. We are told by St. Mark in today's gospel that this Joseph of Arimathea was a prominent council member who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God. And he came and taking courage, went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. The biblical Greek word for taking courage is tolmao, which means to have bold courage necessary for a valid risk. Sometimes we have to have a bold courage necessary for a valid risk. Even if Joseph of Arimathea on the outside looked like a very nice dressed man, like the second man in the cartoon, he had the spirit of the first. He was a member of the council sentenced Jesus to death. But St. Mark tells us that he did not agree with the decision of the council that he was part of. And after Jesus was crucified, and after Jesus died on the cross, he went to Pilate and he asked for the body of Jesus. He knew that by doing this, he would compromise his position. He knew that by doing this, he's not going to be a member of the council anymore. He didn't care. It's interesting to see how this Joseph of Arimathea believed more and more in Jesus until he reached the point of openly revealing himself as a disciple of the Lord. We are told about Joseph of Arimathea in the Gospel of John, chapter 23, verses 50-52, that now behold, there was a man named Joseph, a council member, a good and just man. He had not consented to their decision and deed. He was from Arimathea, the city of the Jews, who himself was also waiting for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 57, we are told that this Joseph of Arimathea was a disciple of Jesus. He already believed in Christ. And when he saw what his peers did to Jesus, he said, "I can't take this anymore. I cannot." According to the Gospel of John, there's another man who joined Nicodemus, we have even more information about Nicodemus in the Gospels, and he had an even more interesting journey. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He belonged to that religious party, religious group that Jesus criticized so harshly, so many times. And Nicodemus was a Pharisee. And we are told in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, that there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a teacher who came from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old?" So anyway, they have a very interesting theological discussion about being born again, being born from above. And in the beginning, Nicodemus could not understand how he could be born again, because he was an old man. And he asked Jesus, "How could an old man be born again?" But you see, it's interesting that Nicodemus was a Pharisee, came for the first time to Jesus at night. He was afraid of the other Pharisees. What are the other Pharisees going to say about me if I go to talk to Jesus? That's why he went to talk with him at night. We are also told about Nicodemus in the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 52, that when the Jews, the Pharisees, tried to arrest Jesus a few times before they finally said, "That's it, now is the time to be crucified." So in one of these instances, when the rulers of the Jews tried to arrest Jesus, Nicodemus, he who came to Jesus by night, being one of them, said to them, "Does our law judge a man before he hears him and knows what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "Are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for no prophet has arisen out of Galilee." Nicodemus came at night the first time. The second time, he was outraged by the fact that the leaders of the Jews were trying to arrest Jesus without even listening to him. And he spoke up a little bit. The third time he appears in the Gospels is when he joined Joseph of Arimathea in taking down the body of the Lord from the cross and burying the Lord in the new tomb. What a beautiful journey. From being afraid, should I say anything, should I not say anything, you know, to saying something and then finally being born again. When Nicodemus joined Joseph of Arimathea in burying Jesus, Nicodemus realized what Jesus meant when he said that unless one is born again, cannot make it in the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus finally gave freedom to himself. Nicodemus finally was not afraid of anybody or anything anymore. Nicodemus finally was a loving person. They say that the opposite of love is not hatred, but fear. Because when we are afraid, we are not ourselves. We are not the image of God, who is love, and we cannot really love. When Nicodemus was not afraid anymore, he became himself, he became loving as God, as loving as God, and as sacrificial as God. He became, again, like the first man in the cartoon I saw as a teenager. He went with his head ahead, and he made a hole in the wall. Another beautiful example of courageous people, women,
care about anything. They care only about their love, God. So many times we are faithful, we are afraid to say something. We see around us that things are not going well. At work, in our families, sometimes in the life of the church. But we don't say anything because, you know, we want to be politically correct. And we even know we make a great value standard, you know, not to upset anybody. If we look in the scriptures, Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, upset many. He spoke the truth. In love, he spoke the truth. And we are called, if we want to make a difference, so many times, you know, we have to be bold, to take courage for a valid risk. If there is no way, you know, we try not to mend, you know, to fix, but sometimes there is no other way. Sometimes we just gain speed, to go with our head first, and to make a hole in the wall, so that the people behind us could come to a new and resurrected life. That's what Christ did. That's what Joseph Nicodemus did. And that's what the Mordecai woman did. And that's what we are called. Disciples of Christ, courageous Christians who are called to speak the truth in love. Amen. Glory to the Father.